First Advent reading from the prophet Isaiah comes from chapter 9, verses 2 and 6 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who live in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulder, and his name, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice, with righteousness, from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of the hosts will do this.
Please join with me now in prayer. God of hope and peace and joy, we come into your presence today grateful for each blessing you receive, for family and friends who have become family, for beauty that we see each day, for music that calms and enlivens our hearts, for the food that strengthens our bodies and the words of encouragement that lift our spirits. We are truly grateful. And Creator God, source of all life and being, we bring our concerns for the world to you, that your energy and light and love may be unleashed to transform what is broken, to heal the wounded, to make straight what is crooked and destructive, to build up, to enliven what is good and true, that your will may be done on earth as it is in heaven. As we remember the story of the Christ child today, we pause to reflect on the world around us. And we don't have to look far into this world to see travelers without shelter. Millions who have fled Syria have received welcome in other countries, creating new homes, and many still are walking. And many in Sudan fleeing violence in the hopes of finding a place of refuge. We pray for the peacemakers, for the aid organizations giving their lives to bring hope to those in need. And Lord, we thank you for this season of anticipation, for giving us those in our lives who are dedicated to bringing us together and all people together in your love. May we continue to be patient as peace is sought, as we advocate for those who have no voice, for those in need of peace and sustenance. God, who is ever merciful and full of forgiveness and compassion, bless all those in our community in need of healing. Encourage the family and friends and caretakers providing support to those struggling with long illnesses, for those seemingly lost in dementia, but all who are never lost to you, we pray. Lord, may your spirit direct the paths of those in need of work and warmth and food and shelter. Bless and encourage every act of kindness and love and selflessness, that we may spread a web of love and peace in the world and counteract the selfishness and greed encouraged so many times throughout the year. At this time of waiting and preparation for your coming, remind us again daily that your way is not a way of power over, but a way of self-giving love and sacrifice for all. Guide us with your spirit as we listen to the music, as we worship you in our hearts and in our minds. And now we pray together as Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name.